freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll free, and you can get on the phones and talk about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Whatever's on your mind, political issue, personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got a brand new Shriner. She's right there on the front page of the website, Leanne.
Yes.
And you can see her for yourself. The Shrine of Female Listeners' purpose is to prove that Free Talk Live has women listening. It's a talk radio show that women seem to enjoy.
We got to prove it, though. It's just like, see, girls really do like us.
That's basically what it is. Yeah. And, of course, obviously, men listen to the show as well. But we like showing off the lady listeners, and that's the point of the Shrine. And it's not a beauty contest at all. So check it out at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That is toll-free, 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. Now, last hour, towards the end of the show, we were talking about, and I kind of want to get back into it, because there's some outrageous claims that were made here, and we didn't get a chance to address them all. This woman was invited by the school, a school principal in, what was it, Montana?
Bozeman, Montana.
School principal invited a woman in to talk about talk to the kids. It was prom time, to give the kids a reminder, hey, just remember, don't drink and drive, don't drink.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. That message. Well, unfortunately, apparently the blah, blah, blah portion of the message was, don't have premarital sex, condoms cause cancer. What were the laundry list of claims this woman made?
She claimed that condoms lead to cancer, that birth control pills are only 20% effective.
And we ripped both of those up before. I mean, yes, okay, if you ingest latex,
maybe
you might be able to catch some cancer from that.
Possibly.
But condoms have been used safely for long, long time.
Long, long time.
Through many, many, not only the length of time, but the amount of sexual encounters that condoms are used in. I think that they're pretty safe by now.
Yeah.
And birth control, proven safe, proven effective if you follow the instructions. Now, my fiance wasn't so good at following instructions, so I went ahead and got myself a vasectomy. Because I don't want any sort of risks when it comes to that. But for the girls that are taking it on a daily basis, it is, you said 99% effective?
It's either 98 or 99.
It's up there.
Yeah. High 90s.
Yeah. And if you combine that with a condom, you're ironclad at that point. So what are the other claims?
Let's see. She claims that sexually transmitted diseases are spread by skin contact alone.
Like if I held hands with you, I might get your clap?
Right. Or, you know, if you gave me a hug or something like that. You know. It's not that funny. You'd give me a hug.
Now, if you rub your genitalia skin together, then you might have
possibly.
A chance
to say
something.
Sexually transmitted diseases are called sexually transmitted for a reason.
Right.
They're usually carried in bodily fluids and require an exchange of bodily fluids in order for that to take place. A lot of them are bloodborne, but they're also carried in other bodily fluids. Sure, if you got a blood transfusion from someone with a sexually transmitted disease, you could also pick it up easily. But just skin-to-skin contact?
That's that is as bad as the misinformation that was out about AIDS years ago, and I'm sure it's still floating around out there. The idea that if you sit on the same toilet seat as someone who has AIDS, you have a chance of picking it up.
Or drink after them from the same cup, or, you know, things
a water
like
fountain, or whatever. I mean, just total ignorance.
Yep. Let's see. She also is claiming that third trimester fetuses can be aborted, which that is not legal in any state.
Why would she even make that claim?
I have no idea.
She's supposed to be against that sort of thing, I would think.
Yeah, I'm not sure why she would make that claim.
Very strange.
I don't really know. She also claimed that video games lead to homicide.
No.
No, video games do not lead to murder.
Just because some murderers have played played video games in the past does not mean that everybody who plays video games is more likely to be a murderer. I don't know what that's some sort of logical fallacy that I haven't learned yet. I'm trying to learn the names of the logical fallacy.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what it is that's called either.
I think it's causation or something like that. The suggestion
causality.
The suggestion that, well, because you ride a motorcycle because you drive a car means you're more likely to ride a motorcycle eventually or something like that.
Yeah.
Because motorcycle riders have driven cars at some point in the past.
Right, exactly. It doesn't make any sense.
Millions of people play video games, and only a very fraction of a fraction of a fraction ever kill anybody.
Right. And not because of the video games.
That's just their excuse, so they can hopefully get into an insane, get the insanity plea and maybe not end up spending as long in jail.
But Grand Theft Auto, that's what made me do it.
No, sorry.
No, the fact that you're a crazy nutbag, that's what made you do it. Okay, let's see. And that teens can achieve second virginity through abstinence.
That's my favorite one.
I don't even know what that means. What does second virginity mean?
It's like a born-again Christian. You get to re-up your hymen, basically, I suppose, or re-up your virginity. It's the God hymen that you can get back. If you, I guess, ask for forgiveness enough times or something, you get to have your virginity back, according to some in religion.
I guess. But the assistant principal of the school, here's what the assistant principal of the school says. She says, oh, yeah, this woman's talk did cover what we asked for. But then all of a sudden she just throw in a random piece of information like condoms have 15 different carcinogens or that birth control pills cause cervical cancer or sterility.
Does this woman want people to get pregnant? Because it's almost like, okay, don't have sex, but if you have sex, you shouldn't have sex with condoms or birth control.
No, what it is, her talk was, don't have sex. Do not have sex before you're married and you're ready to start a family.
Right.
Because sure, you could have safe sex now, but it's not really safe. Condoms can give you cancer. Birth control pills don't work.
She's trying to scare them with those stats.
Exactly.
To scare them away from sex.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but now look, I respect people that want to have their religions. Fine. You can have your religion. But to suggest that people should wait until they get married to have sexual relations with one another, I think is totally asinine.
Yep.
How could you be expected to marry somebody that you've never had sexual contact with?
Well, that could lead to all kinds of things. Like, there's a story from Italy about what that could lead to if you wait till you're married to try to have sex.
That's coming up tonight.
Yeah, we've got to get to that, because that's a perfect example.
Yes. It is just bizarre to me that if you marry somebody and then discover that you're just not sexually compatible, she doesn't like things the way you like them,
right,
whatever.
Exactly. You wait to get married. You're like, oh, it's going to be so good when we're married. I can't wait. Okay, now we're married. Let's finally be together as man and wife. Come on, punch me in the face. Come on, do it. Do it. Punch me in the face. Call me Sally, And she's just like, I can't do this. Well, if you had tried this before you got married, you would have known.
These are things that people who are getting married, a lot of people, work out beforehand. They discover what they like and what they don't like. And if what they like and don't like don't mix, then they probably aren't going to get married. They shouldn't get married. You're not supposed to try and make it work if it just doesn't work.
Right.
Go away. Move and find someone else that does like to be punched in the face.
Exactly.
Or teabagged or whatever. It is just so bizarre to me. And yet people are constantly pushing this idea. Does this really make you happy? Does it make you happy to withhold from your most basic instinct? I think beyond the instinct of wanting to eat and drink and sleep, the next most basic instinct as far as being a person is wanting to have sex.
Now, my question is, do these people who promote sex only within wedlock, do these people count complete and total sexual incompatibility as grounds for divorce after marriage takes place? Or do they think that, well, if you're not sexually compatible, it doesn't matter?
The way God meant it?
Yeah.
Because you were in such love beforehand, you should just get over it? I don't get it. They certainly, in a religious marriage, they certainly wouldn't want to have an open relationship to fix the problem, that's for sure.
I would like to find somebody who has these beliefs and ask them, because I've never asked that question before. I'm just curious.
Yeah, if you believe in the whole don't have sex until marriage thing, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. And since you sold it, we'll get to that story from Italy coming up as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. We're here live until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can bring up anything. Maybe it's a personal problem. You want to get out over the airwaves. Get some third parties' opinions that have no idea about your situation. And
I want to give some relationship advice out, damn it.
I love it. We don't get enough of that.
I want someone to call up and just, you know, maybe their husband's cheating on them, or maybe, you know, they've found out that someone close to them is going to a hooker regularly. I don't care. I want someone to call in with a relationship problem.
1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Also, join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the live streaming that we've got. We've got a broadband stream, which we were accidentally streaming at 128 kilobits per second tonight.
That was a very broadband stream.
Yeah, now we've readjusted it so it's manageable to 64, which is where it normally is, which is very, very high quality. I mean, that's actually higher quality than we send out to the radio station.
That's true.
So you can go to freetalklive.com and tune in there. And, of course, we also have the not-so-broadband stream. For those of you still on dial-up, you can listen for free. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Now, talking about relationships, we actually have been on the personal issues tonight.
Yes, we have.
Talking about what kicked it all off was the fact that I went out to Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest today. Now, I am straight, but I was there to do some some outreach for the Libertarian Party movement, for the freedom pro-freedom movement, and it was very successful. We had a great time, and we've just kind of been spinning off into various different sexually related issues, and what we've been talking about now is the people who get married, who are together and withhold from having sex until the time that they are married, until the night of their honeymoon.
Right.
Wow, that would just seem to be awkward. Especially if it was your first time, especially if it was your high school sweetheart.
Right, exactly.
You've never had sex before in your life.
I so could not do that. I just couldn't. There's no way.
And, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be as bad because you already were together with this person for a specified period of time, and so hopefully there wouldn't be as much awkwardness, but considering if you were, especially considering if this was your first partner.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it would be a weird honeymoon night.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
And I'm sorry. I don't know if the sex could be better that way, by waiting. Could it really be better?
I don't think that's the reason people wait, though. I don't think people wait so that the sex is better.
But I would think that that would be a reason that would be given for that.
That may be a reason, but a lot of people who wait for marriage because that's what they're taught is right.
Right. That's what the Bible says, allegedly.
Right, exactly.
Or their religion says.
Those are the stupid, brainwashed people we were talking about last night.
Brainwashed, not stupid.
Right, yeah.
I don't think it's fair to call people stupid. That's mean. Let's talk about what happens in Italy in regards to the situation of marriage, the situation of people waiting.
I want it to be said, we're going to talk about the results of a court case, but I want it to be said right now, before we even get into it, that I am all for this judge's decision.
All right, here we go. Impotent husband must pay damages. An Italian man who married without telling his bride he was impotent must pay damages for abusing her right to sexuality, a top court has ruled. The man had failed to fulfill his conjugal duty and deprived his wife of the chance to be a mother. Italy's Supreme Court says, what, they don't adopt? You can't have the sperm injection or whatever they call it? Where the women...
Artificial insemination?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't have that in Italy? The amount of damages will now be decided by a lower court in Sicily. The Supreme Court's decision, published in the Italian media on Thursday, follows a lengthy legal battle by the woman who argued that she deserved compensation for her husband's behavior, or, I guess, lack of.
Or lack of behavior, yes.
The couple had married without having had sex.
Ooh,
that's terrible.
Yep.
And their wedding night proved to be a disaster. The woman said her husband should have warned her in advance and described his conduct as, quote, contrary to the principles of loyalty, fairness, and good faith.
Isn't
it possible that, now it doesn't say how old these people are, but it's possible that this might have been his first partner. How was he to know he wasn't impotent?
Do you think the man has never attempted to masturbate?
I don't know. Probably he has done that.
Yeah, if you're getting to the age where you're able to marry and you don't know that you aren't able to perform sexually, there's already something wrong with you.
Well, now, if you're impotent, does that mean, I don't have a lot of experience with this, if you're impotent, does that mean you can't masturbate?
Well, no, that would depend on the type of impotency that he has.
Right.
If he's impotent as in sterile, they would use the term sterile as opposed to impotent.
Sterile just means that you can't get anybody pregnant.
You can't get anybody
pregnant.
It doesn't
mean you can't have sex.
Right, exactly. He is unable to have sex, most likely because he cannot either achieve or maintain the appropriate condition in order to have sex.
Right. And that may have to do with other factors beyond something
defective. He may be gay.
He may be gay, but he may just have, it just may be too much pressure for him. Maybe, again, since he hasn't had sex up until the point of his marriage, this might be a foreign act to him. This might be something that he's never had any experience with, and so therefore he may have a little bit of trepidation when it comes to a sexual encounter, even though it is with his wife.
I doubt, I very, very highly doubt that he just couldn't have sex the night of their marriage, and so she sued him the next day.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. As hot as Italian tempers get.
But if that was the case, would you still be supporting this?
No. But actually, if that were the case, that judge should be shot. To be shot in the face.
So how long do you think it should have gone on before you would support the case? How long was this impotency thing a factor before you would support her being compensated?
You know, I can't really say right off the top of my head, like, a certain number of days.
Like if you couldn't get over it in a month, then
like, let's say they had gone a month, a couple of months, whatever. They had tried for a reasonable amount of time, and reasonable is, of course, a completely subjective term, but that's the only one I can use, mm-hmm. for a reasonable amount of time, and tried many, many times. And, you know, if he said, well, maybe this will work, well, maybe this will work. Oh, well, I like this, or I don't like this. And, you know, she tried everything.
She was, yeah.
And
she was
completely, you know, compliant and did everything he asked. And it still didn't work. I think at that point, she's entitled to, you know, knock the guy just out the door and get something in return because he completely misrepresented himself to her before they got married.
I see where you're coming from. But I still can't believe you're taking her side on this one. She chose to get into a relationship where she knew she was not going to have sex until marriage. So
right.
That was a choice on her part.
That's very true.
And in most countries, the women, and I don't know about Italy, but in most, at least in America, women are very highly favored in divorce proceedings. So if she decided that this was a reason to get a divorce, she'd likely come out ahead anyway. So I just don't see that, especially this right here, the court ruling said that Christina, the woman in the case, had, quote, suffered a violation of her fundamental right to fulfillment in the family and in society as a woman, a wife, and possibly as a mother. Do you agree with that statement, that she has a right to fulfillment, a right to be a mother?
Well, now that would depend on the situation. I don't know that it's so much that I agree with her right to be a mother,
mm-hmm.
but what I do agree with is for her to be able to be... I'm trying to find the best way to word this, but... When she got in the relationship with this guy,
uh-huh.
there were understandings. There were things in place. There were, you know, we're not going to have sex, but we will have sex after we get married. We'll start a family,
right.
whatever. If it turns out he was sterile and didn't know about it, that's one thing. But if it, you know, if he's completely unable to perform sexually, yet represented himself as such that he is not suffering from impotence, you know, that he is definitely able to perform sexually...
But you're making assumptions. I mean, we're obviously trying to inject assumptions into this.
Well, that's all we can
case.
Do with the
right.
limited amount of information that's in that article.
But I think that it was all a voluntary... I mean, still, if she really cared about this guy, wouldn't they have been able to work something out? Couldn't he manipulate her with his hands or do something else? I mean, if you really want to have sexual pleasure, there's ways to do it without intercourse.
That would depend. Not everyone likes the same thing.
You're right about that. Anyway, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. More on the way.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And we have got all kinds of good stuff for you at freetalklive.com. It's all free, including the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts, hundreds of users interacting there, and it's right there at freetalklive.com. So go grab it up and check it out.
Very active discussions that are fun.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are serious, and some of them are just silly.
Yep, sometimes.
All at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about stuff sexually related tonight, and I think we're about tapped out on, because we've literally touched on virtually lots of the aspects of the sexual world.
Yeah, we're just about spent here. So.
But I did want to get to an article that I had in my prep for a few days back, and we never got to it, which is how it works on Free Talk Live here. We always bring in a bunch of prep, and we never get to it because your calls come in, or we get to some emails and go off on tangents, and we rarely get to the stuff that we actually wanted to talk about. But since we were talking about Pride Fest tonight, which was something that was going on here in the Tampa Bay area that I attended today, which was a lot of fun.
Yep.
I figured I'd bring this up from the New York Times. Gay men are found to have a different scent of attraction.
Scent of attraction?
Using a brain imaging technique, Swedish researchers have shown that homosexual and heterosexual men respond differently to two odors that may be involved in sexual arousal. And that gay men respond in the same way as women.
Ooh.
The new research may open the way to studying human pheromones, as well as the biological basis of sexual preference. Pheromones, chemicals emitted by one individual to evoke some behavior in another of the same species, are known to govern sexual activity in animals, but experts differ as to what role, if any, they play in making humans sexually attractive to one another. Now,
You can buy pheromones online and mix them in with your cologne, and
right, it's supposed to do something, right?
It's supposed to make women, make you irresistible to the women. You go down to the local dive bar, and You've just got ugly skanks everywhere, just all over you, all night long.
It sounds like a little bit of marketing is going on there. I don't know if that's actually the case.
They sell them in like the back pages of Playboy, and it's like $45 for a little 1 ounce bottle that you mix in with your cologne.
Yeah, just, if you can't get, if you are having that much trouble, you just need to give up and just go masturbate.
I've always been tempted to buy it just to see if it makes any difference at all, just so I could completely, like, debunk it, You know. Especially now that
you'd have to run several tests, you know. You'd have to go out and run multiple tests. You couldn't just do it on one night.
No, that's fine. I just have to keep going out and trying to meet women and trying to get laid. Yeah, okay, I'm all right with that.
I have no problem
with that.
The new research, which supports the existence of human pheromones, is reported in the blah, blah, blah of science by Dr. So-and-so and colleagues of the
blah, blah, blah of science by Dr. So-and-so. Yeah. Hard-hitting journalism here on Free Talk Live.
This is not journalism. It's a talk radio show. Don't let talk show hosts fool you. Because a lot of talk show hosts talk a good game about, well, they bring you the news here on the EIB network and blah, 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 blah.
Journalistic integrity, that's what you
whatever.
Know.
No spin. A lot of a lot of them talk trash about being newsmen, and they're not. It's all opinion, and that's all. It's fun. It's opinion, it's entertainment, that's what talk radio is about. The two chemicals in the study were a testosterone derivative produced in men's sweat, and an ester. I've smelled that one on you a number of times, by the way.
Okay.
In men's sweat,
I really don't know how to take that.
Well, you're a big boy. I mean, you probably sweat a little bit more often.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
That's all. Actually, you smell pretty good tonight.
Oh,
Torgo.
Well, why don't you come sit on my lap then, big
boy? Estrogen-like compound in women's urine, both of which have been long suspected of being pheromones. Most odors cause specific smell-related regions of the human brain to light up when visualized by a form of brain imaging that tracks blood flow in the brain and therefore, by inference, sites where neurons are active. So they have a little computer screen that shows where your brain goes flash, flash when something happens. It's very visual.
Yes.
So when you smell this, when you smell this particular scent, a certain area in your brain lights up on the screen. Most odors cause it. Several years ago, Dr. Savick and colleagues showed that the two chemicals activated the brain in quite a different way from ordinary scents. The estrogen-like compound, though it activated the usual smell-related regions in women, lighted up the hypothalamus in men. This is a region in the central base of the brain that governs sexual behavior, and through its control of the pituitary gland lying just beneath it, the hormonal state of the body. So, to translate that, when they gave men the estrogen-like scent, they were aroused, if you will. Their brain, the sexual area of their brain, was activated.
Ooh.
The male sweat chemical, on the other hand, did just the opposite. It activated mostly the hypothalamus in women. So meaning...
Yeah.
You know, women, actually, they've said this in the past, that women kind of dig the scent of a man. The
they
scent
do.
Of a man who's been working.
You smell manly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently it lights up the same area in their brains that... the same area that men's brains light up when they smell the women's scent.
Sure.
Makes sense. The two chemicals seem to be leading a double life, playing the role of odor with one and sex of pheromone with another. The Swedish researchers have now repeated the same experiment, but with the addition of gay men as a third test group. The gay men responded to the two chemicals in the same way as did women.
Ah.
Dr. Savick reports, as if the hypothalamus' response is determined not by biological sex, but instead the owner's sexual orientation.
Meaning, they did a study to determine that gay men like guys. That's what they did.
Well, I think that what this might be pointing to, and I don't know if the article outlines this, but I think that what this is suggesting is that this could be evidence to the claim that you're born gay.
Ah, I see.
Because, really, I suppose you could...
This in no way, honestly, in my opinion, in no way leads to a conclusion that someone is born gay. Now, I
didn't say it was a conclusion.
No. Or it leads
a suggestion.
To a suggestion that people are born gay. I believe people are born gay or straight or whatever. Their preference is just who they are. But if something turns you on, whether it's by choice, whether you've decided you like this, or whether it's genetic that you like this... It's still going to turn you on.
I agree with that. I see where you're coming from.
So, if this triggers the arousal center of the brain, that's because that's what it does. You know, it turns you on.
Now, interestingly, the doctor said that she had also studied gay women, but the data was somewhat complicated and not ready for publication.
That's because women are bi.
Uh-huh. The finding is similar to a report in 1991 by Dr. So-and-so that a small region of the hypothalamus is twice as large in straight men... as in women or gay men. Now that's a little bit more.
Now that would lead to more of a suggestion that you could possibly have been born gay.
Personally, I think it can go both ways. I think that you can.
Jeez.
I think that you can be born gay, and I think that you can become gay as well. Do you think that it's only being born, or do you believe in both?
No, I believe that there are people who make the conscious choice and effort to be gay. At some
point,
they're
as gay.
I don't know.
As people who were born gay?
Maybe those are the flamers. Maybe those are the ones who are overcompensating.
Maybe so.
Possibly.
That's
they're like,
point.
I have to be as openly gay as possible.
Right. To prove myself.
Exactly.
To the gay community.
Maybe, you know, those are the people who just throw glitter all over themselves and prance about.
But findings suggest that the hypothalamus is organized in a way related to sexual orientation. If a new, the new finding, if confirmed, would break ground in two important directions, those of human pheromones and of human sexuality. And then they go and talk about mice. And interesting points, though. Interesting smells might determine, you know, how you react to smells might determine your sexuality.
Huh.
Anyway, more Free Talk Live is on the way. We got all kinds of good stuff. PETA is up to crazy antics again. We'll come back with more of that. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor, made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231, the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. We are here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with...
And Torgo.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives the last 6 days' worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. And as you scroll through the archives, you will find links there. You can go and vote for Free Talk Live at a bunch of different great sites like podcastpickle.com. So be sure you check that out. Again, the archives, absolutely free, last 6 days' worth. In fact, actually, they go even farther back than that. There's a little link there that will take you all the way back to March 1st. On the house, all of it for free.
Because we love you.
Tell me about crazy old PETA.
Ah, PETA. All right, well, here we go. This is a story out of London. Now, the British Army's big bearskin hats have been, you know, everyone knows what those look like.
Yeah, the guys Royal that guard the castle.
The Royal Guards outside the palace, they've had those hats as a part of their uniform for...
Did I call it a castle? Is it a castle?
It is. It's a palace.
A palace.
Yeah. It's they've had that as part of their uniform for about 200 years at this point.
Okay.
But The bearskin hat's days may be numbered. Animal rights activists are demanding that the hats, made from the pelts of North American black bears, be replaced by artificial fur. And one protester plans to follow Queen Elizabeth around in a bear costume when she visits Canada next week. It's time to confine bearskin to the history books, just as bear baiting was confined to the history books in this country, says Andrew Butler, a spokesman for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Butler said one of the group's supporters planned to follow the Queen on her May 17th to 25th visit to Canada, because they're Canadian bearskins. Mm-hmm. You know, the Canadian fur trappers and all that stuff provide that to the British Army. The Ministry of Defense recently began a two-year test of a new artificial fur, which is the latest attempt in a decade-long search for a replacement that has so far proven unsuccessful.
A decade-long search?
Because artificial furs do not stand up as well. I mean, they're like, okay, for the next couple years, we'll try this type of hat.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, that didn't work. For the next couple years, we'll try this. You know, in small groups, not for the entire
test
army.
Test groups, yeah.
Yeah, test groups. And the artificial furs aren't as durable. They don't last as long. You know, they'll fall apart and stuff. Like natural bear skin, it's leather.
Good stuff, huh?
I mean, it's leather with a fur still attached. That's what it is.
Wow.
I mean, it's thick bear skin. It's going to last through everything.
Mm-hmm. 10 years they've been trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
This is so typical of bureaucracy. Did you know that Amtrak, the government train service,
sure,
spent 2 years trying to decide on what color its window trimmings should be? 2 years. Can you imagine the board meetings about this? The debates? Just the asininity of it? 2 years.
Well, this wasn't so much. I really don't think this is such a big deal as far as the whole 10-year-long process, just because... No, let me finish.
Would Microsoft take that long to determine what color it should make its Windows XP box? I mean, it seems like that kind of a detail.
But this is a little bit of a different thing, because they have decided that if they can find a material other than natural bear skin to use, they'll use it as long as it stays as luxurious as regular bear
skin. And so they need time to determine
And
that.
So they said, okay, well, here's a couple of makers of artificial fur.
Right.
We'll buy these, put them on these soldiers, and there's no more cost involved in this at all other than buying these hats. No cost whatsoever.
Okay.
Then when those hats, because all you do is when those hats fall apart and they need replacements, they'll just look and say, oh, those fell apart in a year and a half.
I see.
His bearskin hat lasted him 5 years. Mm-hmm. Nope, these aren't as good as bearskin. Let's try somebody different.
Hmm.
No additional cost associated with that. It's a very, very cheap thing to try.
Okay.
So, let's see. The artificial fur that's been previously tested, usually made with nylon, didn't absorb water well, tended to discolor, and stuck up at all angles with static, and just, you know, it didn't work as well. Let's see. The hats are worn by members of the 5 regiments who protect Buckingham Palace and other royal sites.
Tut tut.
The bearskin hats cost around $1,200 each, but they can last 20 to 40 years through the wind and rain and sun exposure. So, yeah, I mean, that's not a bad investment, I don't think. You know,
a lot of dandruff can collect over time in that.
Let's see. The
Lice
Army
eggs.
Said, what's that?
Lice eggs.
Lice eggs, yeah. The Army said that bears are not killed expressly for their fur. Each year, the Army's hat manufacturer buys roughly 100 pelts from an annual cull of tens of thousands of Canadian bears. Let's see. That's 100 pelts that are being...
So what else do they kill bears for?
Actually, in this case, the bears are being killed specifically to control the bear population in Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because...
They're not endangered up there. Huh?
No, without that type of control... Now, I don't think tens of thousands is necessary, but I don't know because I'm not familiar with the studies.
Right.
But if they don't have an annual culling of bears, the bear population would get completely out of control and pose a huge threat to the human civilization.
Yeah.
There.
Not to mention the deer and the other...
Exactly.
Animals.
Yep.
Interesting.
So, to kind of balance the ecology, they're killing off bears every year.
So, PETA is saying...
Now, PETA is saying, stop wearing the fur of these bears. It's cruel. Why are we wearing their skins?
I would assume they're also going to argue for stop killing the bears as well.
They do. They say that it's more than what's necessary to control the population.
Huh.
They're not advocating the total ending of the bear population control activities, but they're saying that too many are being killed, and that's because they're being killed for their fur. Fur is murder.
Ugh. But I think that the answer here is total private ownership of all species of animals. And I don't have time to get into it. We'll get back into that.
Private species ownership?
No, not meaning that one person could own an entire species, but I mean make it so people can own bears and can own elephants, can own all these. It's the only way to save endangered species is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Is private ownership of animals. We'll come into that here in a bit, although we got Mark in Vegas. He's got mexophobia, apparently. We'll find out what that is. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the number for you to take control of the show and bring up any old thing. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind.
That's right.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies who've sent in their photograph to be part of the Shrine, and we really do appreciate it, so we put them up on our website.
Hot, hot ladies.
A few of them are attractive, and some of them are not, but it's not a beauty contest.
Hear that, women? Ian says you're ugly.
I didn't say they were ugly. I said they weren't attractive to me, personally.
And now, so now, if you've posted your picture to the Shrine, you can sit there and wonder if he's talking about you. Does he think you're one of the cute ones? Or do you make him want to vomit?
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mark in Vegas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
No, I don't have mexophobia. I just wanted to talk about this mexophobia.
Talk about it.
Yeah. And I was on... Pat Buchanan's his state steering committee for his 2000 campaign up in Minnesota, where I'm originally from. In fact, when he came into Minnesota, I actually chauffeured him. Of course, he's good on like war and empire and stuff like that, but
right.
When it came to immigration, he was, you know, totally opposed to immigration and so on and so forth. And I have came out of that paradigm. I used to actually believe that we needed to control the borders and so on and so forth. But
how did you come out of that paradigm?
Well, the more I realized that the biggest threat to our freedom is not south of the border. It's not mutually beneficial, voluntary, peaceful exchange between, you know, an American and somebody who happens to be from Mexico. In fact, what's violent is to use the state you know, proscribe people from engaging in those transactions. I mean, whose business is it whether or not you wish to hire somebody who's a quote illegal alien? It's really nobody's business.
Right. Not only that, being anti-immigration is probably one of the most un-American viewpoints anyone can ever hold.
Yeah, but really, what really occurred to me, I mean, the more I thought about it, I really thought, you know, our biggest threat the liberty is sitting out in Washington, D.C.
That's what I was going to say. I agree with that 100%.
You know, I noticed what these Minutemen have done, and I think what they've done, they've hijacked the term Minutemen. It kind of pisses me off, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've actually provided the government with a very convenient scapegoat, you know, i.e. Immigrants. You know, immigrants are causing all these problems. You know, immigrants are the root of everything that's wrong in America.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. I mean, the root of everything that's wrong is big government.
Yes.
I'm totally with you, Mark. And when we get these anti-immigration people on the phones here on Free Talk Live, and it does happen often, I love to ask them if they're for welfare or not, because that's what we want to do. We want to get rid of welfare, and then we want to open the borders, they're also afraid that people are just going to flow in here and start taking handouts.
In fact, what's interesting, a lot of people who pretend to be in favor of free markets, they use very statist argument to curtail immigration, i.e., how this you know, forces them to have to compete with somebody who's willing to accept a lower
wage. That's all it is. That's really all it is, Mark. But they don't like the idea of more competition.
Now, what scares me, though, is the fact that, you know, all this enthusiasm and support for regulating and controlling the border might provide the impetus for the government to militarize the border, and I'm kind of concerned that that would be used to trap people in.
Yeah, that's very insightful, Mark. That is the point of borders, to keep people from coming in and to keep them from leaving.
Going out.
Especially with the new national ID card and all that fun stuff that we got coming down the
line. Borders, your language, and your culture. That's what defines you as a nation.
Mark, thanks for the call, man. We got a scram. Good one. 800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.